Good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Philip?
Yes.
Hey, Philip. My name is Andy, one of the specialists. I handle pricing for your area. How's your day going so far?
Very busy. And
yeah.
On the way to be busy again.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Same here. Feels like a Monday, but we're above dirt and vertical, so that's all that matters. So happy Wednesday to you. So, and I know you're speaking with the mapping coordinator. She kind of flagged me down here to get you the override credit with the price. But were there any questions, Philip, I could answer for you about the Google first page or social media advertising?
Off the top of the head, not right now.
Sure. Explain it. And it's a pretty straightforward program. It's month to month. No contracts. You don't pay per job or per lead. And Google's never going to charge you for bigger high-profit jobs. So it's just one flat affordable rate monthly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then can I choose to do it for a month, and then if I decide I don't want to do it, then I call you guys up, or?
Exactly. Of course. Yeah, it's fully countable at any time. There's also a pause or a hold. So if you want to put it on a pause, we wouldn't remove your ranking or your listing or anything like that. And we wouldn't bill you for that month whenever you put it on pause. Mm-hmm. Just as an option.
Okay.
And, yeah. You'll get also a social media advertising covered with the Google first page. And with those two combined, we understand it's where about 93% of the buying decisions are made. And, I'm sure you've seen it before, though, Philip. I mean, Google, Facebook, they basically track and follow our search everywhere. You know, if I'm...
Okay, I don't do too much social media. It doesn't really work up for as far as the tree service goes.
Okay.
All the bait stands are pretty much the older generation.
Oh, yes. No, I get it. And it does help. I mean, that's kind of where most people go, but majority of them go to Google anyways as far as that first page map. So that's what we'll optimize. But we also have Google advertising campaigns that are separate from the Facebook advertising campaigns. And that's a different program, different package and price. So we kind of get you both, see whatever best fits your budget as far as marketing. Mm-hmm. And, I'm sure you noticed the Google ads, right? It's right below the search bar. It kind of has the sponsors section whenever someone does a search.
I believe so, yeah.
Nice. So we covered that. It's not a pay-per-click campaign. It normally is if you're not a Google channel partner, if you're kind of running it yourself. And it could range from 500 to 600, 7, just depending on the clicks. So as Google channel partners, they're actually billing us, not you. So you're locked in at a flat rate with that programming, the map, directory submissions, also smart car, Alexa, and Google Home devices are covered, which is a huge book of business whenever someone does a search. And, yes, sir, Philip, let me know once you hear that message come in as a text on your phone, just to kind of outline the difference in packages and pricing.
Okay.
And
I'm on the road right now, so I'll try to do that.
Oh, yeah, no, you're good. Absolutely. Let me know if you can or not. That's not a problem. And you can see, just on that page, our Google badge lets you know we've been handpicked, trained, certified, to maximize results. Also, you can see at the top our 19 years of industry expertise and 4.9 average client satisfaction rating. So you're in really good hands. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a pro, there's a platinum, a premier platinum, and ideal package. So you get the premier platinum, which is the Google ad campaign. You can see normally it's $1,098, and there's a $299 setup fee to get everything programmed, started, and kind of clean up the content. We're going to waive that setup fee and bring your price from $1,098 to just $449 for that package. Mm-hmm.
And that was for what package, I'm sorry?
The Premier Platinum package, yes, sir.
And that would bring it down to what?
Just $449 month to month for that package.
Okay. And that's per month?
As per month, yes, sir. So, yeah, it's always locked in. It's never one. It's never 1,098 next month or anything like that. But my clients see a 12-to-1 return on investment with that, Philip, just because of everything that it entails and what we include as far as the programming for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm definitely interested, but I just bought a $50,000 truck that I'm supposed to be picking up tomorrow morning. I just signed up with a couple other programs because I don't know if the lady before you told you, I just started up. So I'm trying to get everything in order, and I'm spending way more money than I have coming in. But I have been signing up for a bunch of services. That way I can get promoted. If you are able to save me and call me in 1 month, I will definitely be interested in trying this out. I just need to make a little bit of money right now because I've spent so much.
I understand. No, I know trucks are expensive. I have one myself, so, I mean, I get it. And, I mean, really nice thing about these investments, it gets you a really nice return. I mean, not only targeting Google, but Google Ads is a huge jump when it comes down to programming.
No, yeah, I know. I've done it with I was with a company for 11 years. Long story short, I was supposed to partner up with them 2 weeks ago, and 3 days before we sat with the loan officer, he changed his mind. So that's a short version, but that's why I'm starting my own business right now.
Yeah, I do have another option. I mean,
So that truck I bought is a bucket truck. It's a forestry truck. But not only that, I'm paying for that. I have two other trucks, another car, a trailer, and a chipper payment. So I got a lot going on now.
No, I get it. Yeah, no, that's starting a business for you. No worries. Yeah, I understand. And looking at analytics, and we look at that every day, and with calls, I like to look at it before even grabbing the call, just to kind of understand the area and how many people are searching. But, I mean, just for covering about a 35-40-mile radius around your zip code, you're looking at 1,812 Google searches performed for your service.
Yeah, and I totally get it.
That's good.
Like I said, if I could, I would totally do it right now. But I just spent a bunch of money. I just put a large down payment on that truck. So that's what I was asking.
Sure.
Are you guys able to call me in a month? And I'm definitely interested in trying it out.
We could try. Absolutely. Yeah. If it's available in a month, 100%. Yeah. That'll definitely be something we could do. Everything's based on availability, of course. So, you know, if it's open, we'll definitely kind of circle back and we could try to touch base with you. But I mean, that's the thing. But I mean, like, there is another option. I mean, just to kind of lock in your positioning, get that started. Because if, you know, you're just using Home Advisor, is that what I'm seeing right now, as far as the main?
So I literally just signed up with Angie's List right now.
Angie's List? Oh, geez. Yeah.
Which is through Home Advisor.
Yeah, that's like their second girl, like sister company, right? So, I mean, and that's kind of the thing. And with those third-party directories, what they're running, Philip, is just Google Ads. And they're diverting that free click and call to their line and then charging you a fee for that free call. But as far as the digital world, everything's about clicking and how many people are clicking onto your site, and that's how you rank. You know? So what is happening is, since you're on their you're on their website and you just have a page on their site, they're benefiting off the click. But say you're with them for 2 months and you have 10 5 out of 5 star reviews, and you have 10 photos with likes, and you decide to pause or just kind of discontinue, or maybe just take a break for a month, the reviews, photos, star ratings, presence, it's gone because you have a page on their third-party directory. So with Google, it's the complete opposite. You know, it shows up in front of the third-party sites. We're advertising your ads to your website and creating your footprint. And every review, star rating, and photo that we ever help you generate stays with you long term, so you have a much better presence that you came in with. Mm-hmm. But I have another option. I mean, there is the Platinum package, which is that other program. It comes with everything that's included except the Google Ads, and they're pretty much identical. But you can see it's normally $599, and there's a $299 setup fee, we're going to waive the setup fee and bring your price from $599 to just $249 month to month.
Oh, that sounds a lot better. That's probably, I was just going to tell you, I probably have maybe like $300 I can spend. But just so I'm clear, if I sign up and do this with you guys, when someone types in tree service near me, so you're saying I would be on the first page. Now, what exactly is first page? Am I going to be like the third one down from the first tree service, the fifth, the tenth?
Good question. Yeah, it'll be every time they type in that search word or search term. Mm-hmm. You'll show up there. As far as ranking, you know, positioning, that's kind of based off of Google and what they see as far as your quality score and what you have online. So in order to enhance that, we include the optimization, the enhancing of the Google page, verified and getting it live. We include the Bing campaigns, the directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Apple Maps, sites that Google indexes and that are popular for tree services are bundled. And then we also do a lot of cleanup and then creating of the advertising when it comes down to packages. So with all that combined, it enhances your quality score above your competitors to just maybe to have a Google page and a web page. So that's basically how it works. So since, you know, you're starting up, I like to explain it like building a house, right? We can't put up the windows and the 2x4s without the foundation. So what we're creating for you, Philip, is the foundation. And then to jumpstart the campaign to get you clicks and people looking and finding you, we're going to optimize with search terms and target a mile radius in cities. And then run advertising so it gets you more clicks to your information. And you get business calls whenever they need you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, like, when I type in, when I type in tree service near me on Google, I'm on the first page, and I'm probably the seventh one down.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. You mean that's, and that's even just with the organic ranking without having us optimize it. So that's definitely going to rise once we create the listings, we run the ads, and then lock in the citations, and then also just clean up anything that we see inconsistent. A lot of the times, you know, there's a lot of things that they look for. You know, they don't want to show an old address or something as far as like a blurry photo or a website that's not optimized or secured so people could click on, right? So it's a lot that they look for. So we're going to be able to include that with the $249 and make sure that you have that solid, you know, footprint initially. So absolutely, you're going to rank not only there when you search, and that's just searching off of your phone. So again, everything is tracked off of everybody's phone. So most of the time you'll show up there, but say if you're, you know, 10 minutes away or 15 minutes away and you search near me, you'll see a whole list of other people. So our goal and our job is to optimize you not just there, but also the surrounding areas as a Google top recommended company and the high-end areas or zip codes or search terms that you want to cover. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sure since it's month to month, I mean, I'm sure it's fair to give us a shot. I mean, show you how good it works and kind of earn your business with results, right?
No, sorry, I didn't mean to make it all quiet and awkward.
You're fine.
My area just got hit hard with a storm, and everybody's going super slow because there's dirt in the road. So I'm trying, I'm trying to go get storm damage right now because that's our money maker, and it's fast, easy money. So
Yeah.
No, like I said, I'll try it out for the first month.
Yeah, you're going to love
it. For the $249.
Absolutely. And I'm going to create the profile. You also get all of this in writing, that it's month to month, just $249 for the package. If you ever want to include the advertising, it's just the difference. So you just pay $200, and you'll have that Premier Platinum package. Once you see a return, you can kind of invest more and kind of upgrade to that bigger programming once you're ready. Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
Okay.
And, yeah, verifying the business name here and how you want it to appear on the first page, I have High Rise Tree Service, LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Very nice. Love that name. And then Google does allow just one primary phone number for the first page. Would you like to use the 520 734-7513 as the primary line of contact for you?
Yes.
Thank you. And then we'll send over the welcome email. You're also getting a welcome text while we're on the phone. We'll open up the terms. It'll just outline everything we're bundling with the programming. For you, what's the best email address for you in the business, Philip?
It's highrisetree@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. I'm just going to repeat it here. So I'll have highrisetree@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
And don't put the number three. For some reason, I have several people put high rise, and then they put the number three. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
yeah,
I do.
It's tree.
I get it, because it sounds very similar, but I'm always like, it's tree, T-R-E-E. Gosh,
yeah. Yeah, it might be the area. No, I heard you clear. Yes, sir, tree. Thank you. And thank you for clarifying. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, Philip, what is your last name?
It's Peron. It's P-E-R-O-N.
You got it. And then it's just Philip, right? Spelled regular.
Yes.
It's no different. Okay, awesome. And then as far as business hours and how you want it to appear, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
And then, I don't know if you're able to put it, if it's emergency storm damage, it's 24 hours.
Yes, sir, I can. Let me go ahead and put that now. Awesome. Awesome. And then are you 7 days a week, 5 or 6 days a week?
6 days a week. I don't do Sundays.
Sure.
Unless it's emergency storm damage and it's really worth it, then yeah, I'll go out. But it's very, very rare I work on a Sunday.
You got it. No problem. Perfect. And once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting check and cash? Do you accept Visa, MasterCard? Do you offer financing or accept Zelle, electronic payments?
Yeah. So no, I don't do financing. I mean, if I do, I work that between me and the client. So yes, so Zelle, I do Venmo. I don't like Venmo, but I'll do that. Yeah, credit card, cash, check, all of the above, basically.
Nice. No financing. I said all forms also accepted. Very nice. And then if you ever want to make any changes, Philip, maybe there's a certain ad or a photo you want to change or the hours change, right? Any adjustments to the cities or keywords, anything with the programming, it's all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Okay.
Very nice. And then what I'll do here is I'm going to apply the override credit so we can lock in your pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a voice verification, and this part just outlines the service agreement, that it's months a month, there's no contracts, just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Okay. And then if I do use it for a month and I can't do it next month or anything for whatever reason, it's not working out in my favor, how do I go about canceling it? And then am I able to, is there going to be like an app where I can go turn it off and on, like if I want to decide to do it again?
Good question. Yeah, as far as canceling, it's probably best to kind of call us directly to kind of get it done, you know, as quick as possible if you ever want to. We do have a direct, like a dashboard, right, where you could log into, where it just kind of gives you insight on clicks, but I don't believe it lets you cancel through there. But we also offer a pause or a hold, and a lot of the times if you're booked out and, you know, you're good for, you know, 2-3 months, what they'll do is pause the advertising, and we wouldn't bill you for that month either. But yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's really meant to bring that nice, steady flow, give you those targeted areas and search terms. So no doubt, I do see it as a long-term marketing campaign with working with us. But yeah, 100%. You'll have our direct customer support line get sent to you as soon as we process payment. And that's the direct line here to just ever, if you ever need to, okay? If you ever want to discontinue.
All right. And then is there you're too late to cancel for next month or a cutoff day, like a specific time, I mean a day in the month I need to call?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, we just ask you give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever want to discontinue
okay.
or pause the program. Yeah, great question. Absolutely. And that gets sent to you in the terms. It's also going to get sent to you in a text message, and we'll open it up together as well, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I pulled over now, so I'm good.
Perfect. Awesome. And then, I'm going to go ahead and apply the override here to lock in the pricing. And to secure the campaign for the $249, what would you like to use, Philip? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's going to be Visa. And then down the road, I'm using the credit card right now. But obviously, I'm going to, if I continue to go, I'm going to put it, switch it to the business account. That's something simple I can edit.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you'll have a billing tab through our dashboard. So you'll have login credentials that's going to be sent to you. And you just go through our website, and at the corner, you'll have a login section. And, yeah, you just put in the username and password, and you'll have a billing tab that on that section where you could update billing, you could change or swap out the cards just for future billing purposes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, good question. Absolutely. Perfect. And then, to secure it, what would you want to use, Philip?
Are you ready for it?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm ready. Go ahead.
It's 4931-0988-1756-0873.
Thank you. And expiration date, month and year?
It is 0829.
And the security code on the back of the card?
449.
449. Thank you. And the billing for the card, is it the same as the office, or what's the current billing address for that Visa card?
Do you already have an address, or do I need to give it to you?
I think, let me see here. I'm not sure if this is current, but it's a 7683. Is it West Sombrero View Lane, Tucson?
Yep. That's it.
You got it. Awesome.
Yeah,
and of course.
Because I have to run everything out of my home address right now because I don't have a yard.
Oh, no problem, yeah.
So I got to, next thing on the list, that's going to be another expensive fee.
No worries. And we wouldn't display that online if it's a home office. It'll be, never displayed. So it'll just kind of be the city, state, and zip code. So they don't know the exact location where, you and your family live. So no problem. And,
cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so you can process the payment. Within about 1 or 2 minutes, like I mentioned, you'll get a welcome text and a welcome email with everything in writing, everything we're including with the program and package. And before I just lock in the credits here, I just wanted to ask, because I noticed that you kind of were kind of having trouble with, like, uploading your website, or it was getting denied. It's noted here.
Yeah,
or...
so, mm-hmm. For the past week, I've been trying to get it up and going because I've used this guy before, and he was great last time, but this was over 2 years ago, so I'm going through the same guy that built my website, and we're trying to get up and going, and he keeps telling me that Google's denying it. So then last Thursday or Friday, him and his wife did it, and then he had me do it where I guess you copy the URL and then submit it, because he's saying if they get enough submissions or something, that Google will turn it on. Well, they still haven't, so then yesterday he said he had to submit something else to Google.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm trying to get it up because I have so much work I'm missing out on because people can't go to my website and do, like, online submissions or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. It's like, ask for a quote and stuff like that. Yeah, no, that's important. And, let me do this. And did you own the domain name already, or is it the person that created it? Do they own it, or did you pay for that website name?
No, I paid for it.
Okay. And, if you need help with the site and, you could let your partner or the person that you have doing it kind of finish it up, but it's totally up to you. But I'm going to bundle in, our websites included with your package. And it's a beautiful site. It's built for conversion. It's mobile optimized. It's a 2024 Google site. So they have payment integration dashboards, meaning, Philip, if you want it activated, you could actually receive payments with the Visa MasterCard through the page whenever they need to pay you. So it's really nice in advance, but I'll just send over an example of how it looks, and if you ever want to take advantage of it, it is bundled and included. And if you own the domain name, we'll just use the same domain name that you own. It'll just be an uploaded, updated template whenever they click onto that name, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I have an app that I use everything for, as far as payments goes and everything. Just
oh, that's good.
To my business account.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you don't need it. That's perfect. No, that's awesome. And just an option for you. And then I'm just going to read off the voice verification here. It's going to outline everything we're including. So it just reads, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. And it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. It states to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. High Rise Tree Service.
Perfect. And it says, please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Philip Perrone, and I am owner / operator.
Perfect. And it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Nice. And I kind of, yeah, basically if anybody calls and they offer something similar, you know, just give us a call. Just before you pay them, that way you don't pay for two things you already have. Your campaign does come with social media, Facebook ads already bundled, but if you don't want that at all, you could just let them know that you don't want that at all, and they wouldn't put anything on those listings. But, I mean, since it's included, I recommend it because you have technicians behind it. They know how it works when it comes down to retargeting the advertising. So it's totally up to you.
No,
okay?
I'm definitely gonna advertise on Facebook.
Okay, you got it. So you still want it? Okay, just wanted to make sure. So perfect, and it's included. So I just wanted to double check. Perfect. And then yeah, so awesome. And the second part here says for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is August 21st, 2024, and a discounted price, that's just $249. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month. Same day, the 21st, same discounted price, just $249. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All righty. Perfect, Philip. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I know you're going to really love the service, so welcome to the team.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Next thing we'll do here is just lock in the client interview with the technicians. And what they cover is just the keywords, the programmings with the posts, the advertising on social media, any photos or content, just to make sure we represent you properly. And they're really nice. They're really smart. You know, they don't expect you to know about every single zip code in every area. You just, you know, let them know, hey, guys, I like this. I like this. I also do this. I like targeting here. And we'll do the back, you know, the back-end analytical work as far as conversion, what people type, so you get the best return with the marketing, okay? So, absolutely. And let's go to here. I'm just going to open up their calendar, and we usually just block out an hour window just in case of any questions. But typically, they're about, 20, 35, 40 minutes max, so it shouldn't take up too much time. But it's just a really important phone call to cover programming, okay? And
when will we be calling?
Yeah, it looks like I have the earliest tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, between 9 and 10 in the morning. Would that be
okay,
a good time?
It should be.
Awesome. I also have a later afternoon, so if it works better for you, I have, looks like 11. Looks like I do have 2 o'clock. Looks like, and I also have the last one here tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, so between this time, 4 and 5.
Yeah, tomorrow morning should work. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to do the text message to where I agree and then type your name. For some reason, my bar at the bottom is covering where I'm pretty sure it says finish or submit. I mean, it won't let me click it.
Oh, no way. Let me see here. Yeah, you might want to just kind of refresh it. Sometimes it does kind of glitch like that. But let me kind of... Oh, it's still doing the same thing? Let me see. It might have already just submitted, and it kind of just put you into that thing. But you could kind of just disregard it. I'm going to have the IT team just send over a new one, so you'll probably get it here within 5 minutes. So you could kind of close that out. And just kind of has everything. It outlines the pricing. Usually what will happen is just it takes you to a username and password page once you click submit. So So once you get the message and you do it again and you see that username page, you don't have to create one or anything like that. That's for your dashboard. We'll provide that for you tomorrow morning. So you have that for your login for your dashboard, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or someone that wants to call in and make a change, we'll ask this question just to make sure that they're authorized to make that photo change or to target a different ad or a different search term. But as far as the options, we do have the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use, Philip, for your campaign?
What was the option again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. It's the city you were born in, your first pet's name, and your mother's maiden name.
City I was born in. City I was born in.
Nice. And what city were you born in?
Tucson.
Very nice. Awesome. So yeah, if you have anybody call in, make a change, just make sure they know the answer to that security question, or else they wouldn't have access to make any changes to your campaign or advertising. So, perfect. Very nice. And other than that, you're all squared away. We do have you in for that time slot here tomorrow in between 9 and 10 in the morning to finish up the keywords and programming. Really nice, really smart. We also have an earlier slot. I don't know if it works better for you, but it looks like 7 and 8 in the morning and then 8 and 9 are also available. So whatever works best for you, it shouldn't take no more than about a 20-30 minute phone call to finish that up.
I think the first one said between 9 and 10.
9-10? Okay, you got it. And it'll be me and the technician that's going to call you. And I'm also going to send an example of the dashboard to you. It's one of my favorite tools that kind of gives you insight on clicks. And you can kind of check that out overnight in the meanwhile, okay?
Okay, and then I'm sorry, you said for where, because remember I tried to refresh the page so I can type my name and agree. You said you're going to send me another one, or we'll take care of that tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll send it to the IT team, because the IT department, I want to say, because they'll kind of look into why it's happening. It's kind of like a bug, and then they'll fix and correct it, and then they'll send over a brand new one. So it takes probably like 4 to 5 minutes once we disconnect. But if they don't send it to you, they'll make sure to send it to you during that phone call tomorrow when we finish everything up. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure they're going to give it to you in a couple of seconds. But,
yeah,
let me go ahead.
You've got a few detectives, so I was kind of looking at what's what.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you'll get a fresh one here, so you can kind of disregard the other ones. It's just customer support line, customer support phone number. You got the support at Local Splash. You can see, also, they already gave you your login for your dashboard, so that's already there. A couple of them, but you'll get another one here with just an example, so you can kind of look at that, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Have a great evening. We'll go ahead and touch base with you here tomorrow, and we'll get everything started for you, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
You got it, sir. Have a great night. Bye.
You too. Bye.